is there anything that they have done, you know, with the skills you've given them, any practical thing, any actual outcome?
So, let's go.
Okay. Yes, yeah, so to add, right, before intervention, we have the needs assessment and baseline survey, and that's because we integrate the concept of nothing about us without us. We don't go saying, oh, this is our solution. They're part of it from inception. So they take ownership in that sense. So we're not just giving them what we think, right? They are part of it. They tell us where, you know, it hurts and what actually they need. Mm. And then we work with consultants as well, with teachers, there's training of trainers. So there are different stages, right? And like he said, they're part of it. And we have this, we don't want to call it ground rules, but rules of engagement where they understand things like, you know, empathy, things like respect for one another. So even those that are shy, we make it conducive enough for them to be courageous enough to start speaking up. And that's where our psychosocial curriculum comes in, where they learn affirmations, they learn things like being courageous and beautiful and bold, and they repeat it. And over time, you see that it sinks in, right? And it helps to build confidence. So from week one to when they graduated, you can see, you know, the progress, you know, if that makes sense. And we, upon completion, right, we don't just let them go. We actually have the livelihoods, you know, where they were assessed based on what were you already doing and how can you scale up, or if you are not doing anything, what do you want to do? And they have kits, right, that during graduation they were given to help scale up what they're already doing. And for some of them, they were, you know, they've been assigned to training schools. There's tailoring, there is hair making, there are a few things, farming, baking and all, so that they are sustained economically. So even after that, they are now part of alumni and we follow up with them. So it's not just, oh, bye, right? It's like we see the progress and then we get reports from their trainers, right? Knowing, okay, how far they're going and also beyond the four curricula, right, we still have this livelihoods component that helps them to thrive, you know, beyond, you know, the classes.
Yes, if I could add, shout out to our volunteers as well, because mm-hmm. they are an integral part of our teaching method. And apart from, you know, just all come and teach and go away, they also come back to us with reports. You mm-hmm. know, well, today there's this particular girl, she has an aggression issue. Every slight thing, you know, makes her flare up or whatever. I think we should do it this way, if we're teaching about. Because, I mean, the psychosocial, I remember the psychosocial class that we had to make them speak affirmations. There were some people that were like so into it, they were so happy to do it, and there were some people that were just very cynical and they were just like, well, is this the one that wants to solve your problem and all of that. Yeah. And then there was this girl who, of course, we knew that, you know, she had serious aggression issues, who was literally just insulting people and things like that. And it's not, again, you have to meet everybody where they are. So when we had like a side talk with her about, okay, what is the issue? What is, like, what exactly are you angry about and all of that? And it was just this, like, resentment. It was just this built up. She couldn't even really say what
the problem was.
What the problem was, yeah. Right? She just knew that the problem wasn't from here. Mm-hmm. And she acknowledged that for the fact that, okay, we put her aside and had a side talk with her, it was like, these are not the people that deserve my anger. These are not the people I should be projecting this to. So even if I'm not into the classes, let me just shut it and listen, because at least they're here trying to help.
Yeah. I mean, so how do you select these girls, really? Because you said some very interesting things. So I'm now very curious about how you select them. So on the average, how many camps do you cover? How many IDP camps?
So for Wings at the moment is one.
One.
Yes.
Okay, so total of how many girls?
So the first one, we started with 30, but 23 graduated.
30 girls in the camp or 30 girls selected?
No, 30 girls selected.
Okay, but in the camp, how many
in
girls?
In the camp, there are over 200 and something.
Oh, wow.
Right? Yes, yes. But then I'll say how we, you know, select... selected them. We started with 30. A few of them, unfortunately, we lost them to marriage. Again, precious, because they're living in a camp where they're not even sure, you know, they're, you know, risks of them being redisplaced again, because the people who own the land are demanding for it. And for many of them, it's like, oh, let me just leave this camp. Some of them, one unfortunately passed away before we even started, but she was already part of, you know, our list. So we used the purposive sampling method, like having criteria that we wanted, right, to help just, you know, streamline, if that makes sense. So we had eligibility criteria that we wanted from the age to level of, you know, English proficiency. We didn't need you to, of course, be an expert, but having good command of English, you know, at least. Yes, part of what gives the volunteers, volunteer teachers an edge is that most of them are also fluent in Hausa. So there are things that if they don't understand, they cannot relate in English, they can switch. But again, we need you to have a good enough knowledge. Then your availability, because these are girls and young women who are doing multiple things, but we need you to be available. So we had the criteria that helped us to select. And again, back to the fact that we've been working in the camp, volunteering for over like almost 7 years prior to, so we had good, you know, relationship with them. And even the project we did 2023, those young women were part of it, so it made it easier to move them from, you know, the part-time one-off thing to now being a part of, you know, the beneficiary. So that was how they became, you know, part of it. And again, in class, we understand that things come up. You may not be able to be in class every time, but you have at least 70% attendance before you graduate. And if you're not going to be available, each group, so they are in clusters, right? And each teacher, we rotate and all, but they have access to teachers, to, you know, the project coordinator, to some of us. So if you won't be able to, you should communicate. So we make it a way that is flexible, but also they know the importance of being serious with the classes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so to bring it all together, I love how you guys have taken a holistic view of what you're doing for these girls. It's really amazing. Like, you know, I think this part of the video, we should put a round of applause. Mm-hmm. I'm putting it there as a pointer. But the reason I'm saying that you're doing really, really cool stuff is because you're taking into consideration everything that could possibly affect those girls. You're talking about livelihoods. Mm-hmm. You're talking about digital skills. What else are you teaching them?
So we have gender. We have gender and life skills. So talking about things like even climate. So we don't make it so complex, but it's like things like even your waste. How do you manage waste? Recycling, things like that.
So things happening around them. Yes, good
and
habits.
Yes, and the good part is there are two of them who actually sell Zobo and Kunu. So after each class, you see them packing the bottles that we give for water and they use it. So you can see how they are actually making use of, you know, what they are learning in real time. Then we have the psychosocial support, digital. Then we have business skills. So in business skills, of course, basic things, we don't want to make it complex, but how to know, you know, how to save, how to keep, you know, and even digital, like as simple as, oh, having a small design for your business, even two-factor authentication, because they are vulnerable. So we teach them things like safety and security while using, you know, social media. So it's pretty much holistic.
They're on social media.
Some of them, not all, but some of them. Yeah. Facebook, WhatsApp, some of them. And like two or three are on Instagram.
So that's what informed this idea of, okay, let's teach them the use of AI. So how to kind of like create, how to use prompts to kind of like create marketable things that they can actually post on their social media. So because some of them are not that good in English, but if you train them on what to write, what they want, at least AI can generate that message for them and they can just post it on either their WhatsApp or Facebook. Mm-hmm.
That's really, really cool because you're working with people who are actually already familiar with using tech to a certain degree, even though it's just using their phones. Mm-hmm. So is this part of your selection criteria?
So no. That isn't, but they learn,
they
right?
Learn.
And again, for the livelihoods, you know, based on the, of course, assessment, we had two of them who their kids had to do with subscription for Canva Pro and all those things because of what they need. Some will say, oh, for me it's baking, for me it's sewing, for me it's this. And so we meet them, like, you know, Tommy said, where they are, yes.
Okay, that's really cool. So you just mentioned the kids while we wrap this up. Okay. So you mentioned someone's kids could have Canva subscriptions. Mm-hmm. So what's up with that? What's in the kids for different people?
So we have the budget. So because of, you know, this one is more of like equality, we have the budget, like same amount for all, but then we now see, okay, what can we do with that?
That's
so 11 of them are in physical training schools, right? And the training is baking, sewing, hairdressing and all. And so those ones, we enrolled them. And for a few, of course, we had to top up because the trainers would say, yeah, well, you bring this, bring that, stuff like that. Then for some others that want digital, we're like, oh, Canva Pro for 1 year, oh, Adobe basic things. Wow. For others, it's like, some of them, they're already sewing, for example, so they don't want to go to training school. They just need maybe a machine or more things. So it was so specific. Again, because they're fewer, maybe that's why we're able to, but of course we're open to scaling up for partners watching. But then each of them, we meet them where they are. So the kits are different, right? Depending on what that person needs.
That's really, really cool. Mm-hmm. So with these people now that you've trained, right? You said you keep in touch with them after mm-hmm. the training. Mm-hmm. So what steps do you take to keep them engaged, whether or not you have a budget?
So that's where collaboration and partnerships come in. We've partnered and collaborated with, you know, a few organizations and social enterprises focused on different things. For example, we took them out of the camp for a nice, excursion for family. Yeah, they went to do painting and planting with us, and it was so beautiful. And you could see that for some of them, that was the first time they were leaving. They were, to get them back into the bus was very hard. The bus driver had to say, I am leaving them all, you know. But you could see their joy, and you could see how artistic they are. Like, for some of them, I couldn't believe that that was the first time they were painting. So we partner with people in that sense, you know, artists to come to teach them how to make things with coconut shells. People so there are different ways where when the budget is limited, we have people that will come and match up. And then even up after graduation, we had Wings for Women's Health, where we had doctors and, you know, therapists and psychologists to come and have different sessions with them. Mm-hmm. And we did tests like blood pressure, BMI, things that they've never had. Mm-hmm. And it was so beautiful. So even when we're, you know, we still keep in touch every now and then. Sometimes as simple as calling, or sometimes saying, oh, with a pool of resources, who are the partners we can come, pull funds together, and then do something that's cost effective.
Because also these girls are very much aware. Recall when Priscilla came to meet us and tell us that, okay, that one thing you notice that some of us would just come in, use them for props, and then the next thing they do is they leave. So somehow they are already aware of that, and we don't want to be like that. So that's how we created this program. We know that there's a way we can follow up. With which Wadi, Tommy, and Jaffa have been very good at doing, following up with these girls on a weekly basis, sometimes on a monthly basis, to make sure, check out they are doing, see what they are doing, see where we can come in to help them as we are scaling up.
So shout out to our field coordinator, Jaffa.
Yeah, she's not
she's
here,
fantastic. And just to also build on the network issue, I can't overemphasize how important our networks have been. So, like we said, we've been doing this since uni. So, of course, like since uni, different people have gone in different directions, right? Maybe establishing businesses, maybe working with different people. And so we feed off of that network. Mm-hmm. And once they see the work we're doing and they want to engage, they enter with everything. Sometimes it's like, I beg, wait. You know, but just to emphasize how important and how much we appreciate the network.
The networks, we're so grateful. Some of them may not come in person, but we can feel their impact, right? And they follow up. They want to see, oh, how can we? And then to add on graduation day, we had the trade fair. So some of the girls, and you know, they made some of their products. We had the uncles and the aunties, the rich uncles and aunties here buying.
Can you see how she's looking at you?
All of them, right? Everybody came, and we had a few of our friends who also attended. They bought, you know, from Yaji to Fascinators to dresses, you know. Yeah. So they were so encouraged.
Actually, invite me to the graduation.
But of course, next time, right? No. But it was beautiful to see that they were so happy. Yeah. Some of them had sold out, and maybe that was the first time, but just encouraging them, snacks, whatever, it was just beautiful. So yeah.
It's so amazing to hear your story. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether you've noticed in this interview, I didn't ask you about the challenges you faced. And that's because I feel like you guys are so solutions oriented that you've been able to find solutions to even potential problems that could come up. Mm-hmm. From the way you selected your girls, from the modules you're covering, from the way you're able to, you know, pinpoint what could be an issue, from that girl's aggression to other people. It's all very beautiful. It's all very beautiful. So, okay. So one thing I really admire about your team is how you guys are using limited resources for so much. Because the Wings money is not $50,000. It's not $5 million. It's not $50 million. It is... literally, it's enough to help these girls and to make lasting change. So thank you guys, really. Thank you for the work that you're doing, because you have a 9-to-5.
Yes,
you have a 9-to-5. Yes, you don't have a 9-to-5, but you have a 10-to-10. Meaning that your work never ends. Your work never ends. So what I'm gonna ask you is, when people want to help, Wadi, because this is an incredible story. After this interview, I'm going to come. We're going to go to the IDP camp now. But when people like me or other change makers want to get involved, how do they get in touch with you?
So thank you. That's very valid for you and the many other people who will come on board. So we have our social media platforms, and we'll send it to you, so maybe you could put it on the screen. So we have LinkedIn, we have our email address, we have Facebook, we have phone numbers particularly, and we're currently working on the website. However, there's a website where you can reach us, so there are different ways in which people can reach out. And for the new year, part of what we're hoping to do is have this either donate or partnership where people can sign up, whether it's monthly or whatever, quarterly and all, to make it easier for people who want it to be recurring. Yeah. So, but for now, through our social media channels, people can reach out.
Yeah. Thank you. Instagram is also very active. Yeah. I don't know if you mentioned Instagram. Instagram is very active. And yes, we have YouTube as well, so you can also view like all the events that we've had and all of that.
We also try and also be on TikTok as well, maybe making some TikTok videos.
Yeah, because the girls love all those things.
They love all those things.
Yeah,
they love it so much.
Yeah, but you have consent from their guardians, right?
Yeah, so that was part of the
first that's part of the question.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, so in thinking about the future of Wings, what do you envision?
So I'll go after Tommy.
Okay, so we're not, like you already mentioned, it's not as if we have one pot of gold somewhere. Honestly, we're doing as much as we can with the resources we have and with the people we have and with the network we have. So as I say in almost all of our meetings, if it was up to me, there would just be this big haven where, you know, girls come and in maybe 3 to 5 months they're able to learn all they need to learn, establish businesses, and then from there they can go on, and then the alumni also supports them and things like that. But again, we have to come back to the ground as well. Looking at the sky, we need to come back to the ground, right? So like, that's really my vision, is that we can establish a haven where people have hope, where people grow, and where people can lift others from as well. So yeah.
And in addition, we hope that, of course, Wings will be something that's replicable. So yeah, other countries, other organizations see our concept and some are, of course, in partnership with us, but replicate it, because it's so, like, the intervention is so deep and so holistic, you know, like you said. And to be honest, some people think you may need to give, like, billions, of course it's needed, right? But every dollar, I promise you, makes a difference in the lives of these girls. Like, it can stop one girl from being married off, it can stop one girl from having an extra year because she couldn't pay for YEC or GSCE, and it can ensure that a family is able to feed not just once a day but twice a day. So every dollar counts, every donation matters, every partnership, and everybody that wants to come and volunteer your time, your expertise, every single thing really matters. So please join the bandwagon.
Thank you.
Your laptops and phone.
Old phones,
please.
Our AI experts have spoken. Please.
Help these girls, because like, you're, if you help them, you're basically going to be rebranding the next generation of women. Like, women that are sure of themselves, who are, you know, very, very, they're very present when it comes to self-improvement. I take responsibility for their growth and for their development. So to round this all up, I'm going to ask you guys, each and every one of you, to give me just some wisdom for other change makers out there that might be thinking of what to do with little or no funding and they just want to start something. Wadi?
So for me, this has helped us in the past 10 years. Many times it's difficult, right, getting funding, but collaborations and partnerships. Of course, we're organizations and people that share similar values and visions, of course, but don't say, oh, you cannot do it alone. I promise you, you can't. So working with people has helped build networks. You're not competing. It's towards a common goal, right? So come together and do it, and it truly, truly helps. And be easy on yourself. There are times that it's overwhelming. Breathe, take a break, right? And then you come back refreshed. I learned it the hard way, so that's what I'm saying. Please take a break while you're trying to save the world.
All right.
Olu?
You took my words, but so yeah, for me, I'll say like, I have like passion and belief. To be honest, like, as I say, it's not so we have this pot of gold that's making us, but the passion and belief always drives us. The belief that yes, we can do better. That passion and belief keep us going every day. Mm-hmm. Like in our meetings when we're talking, we're always passionate about it, and that makes us want to look forward to going to this camp every weekend to support girls. So once you have passion and you believe that yes, what you are going to do, you're going to achieve something. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so my own nugget of wisdom would be know your why. Mm. Because if you don't know your why, you go everywhere. Mm. And it will make it all the more stressful. It'll make it all the more exhausting. You would start to lose sight of what you're even there for. Even it doesn't even matter the peak you reach. By the time you now get there, you're not like, eh, okay, is this why I was sweating since? Just because you don't know it. So yeah, I would just say, as all the superheroes out there, right, all the Nigerian change makers, all the international change makers, just know your why. Mm. And stick to your why.
Mm. Okay, my own nugget of wisdom would be follow Wings on all their social media channels. They are on, you heard them, they're on LinkedIn, they're on YouTube, they're on Instagram. And also, as much as you can, reach out to them and say thank you. It's not easy work. It's very hard to be consistent and to be this intentional. Mm-hmm. So please reach out to them, tell them that you love them and the work that you're doing. And maybe we could all come together and find ways to engage with these girls even more. Hearing about your work and
watch
everything.
Watch Change Narratives,
yes,
you guys.
I know.
And subscribe to their YouTube channel.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. And then maybe for next season, we could have you guys here. It's going to be very interesting stuff because it's going to be interesting stuff.
Okay.
I won't reveal it so early, but thank you guys for coming. And we'll like to say in 1, 2, 3...
Rise with Wings!
Thank you.